During the political uprising in Egypt, we heard many stories about foreign journalists being detained or attacked. The attack on CBS correspondent Laura Logan stands out. Logan was sexually assaulted and beaten by a mob after she became separated from her TV crew on Tahrir Square last week. Logan's now recuperating at her home here in the United States. In Egypt, the attack has drawn attention to the country's long-standing problem with sexual harassment. Reporter Daniel Estrin traveled to Cairo for this story.
You'd think that sexual harassment would be of central concern to the activists at the Egyptian Center for Women's Rights. But for years, director Nihad Abul Komsan didn't even think it was an issue. She thought Egyptian men were just extra friendly.
We are warm people. We welcoming people. We say lots of words. It's not necessary know you to say, wow, what a pretty eyes you have. And we consider this for a long time sort of hospitality or warmness of Egyptian.
But then some of her interns, volunteers from America and Europe, started telling her it was worse than just words. In fact, nearly every foreign-born woman you meet in Cairo will tell you she's experienced something like this.
You walk by, you have plenty of room, and they're putting out their pinky as they walk by so that the tip of their pinky can stroke the side of your thigh.
This is Amy, a 20-something American who works in Cairo. She doesn't want to use her real name because foreigners have been known to get in trouble with the Egyptian authorities for saying anything that could dissuade tourists from visiting the country.
This is gross. And I've called out some of it, and they just, I don't know what you're talking about, ma'am.
Abul Komsan, the women's rights activist, decided to find out for herself. In 2008, she pulled 1,000 women from all parts of the country. What she found shocked her. 98% of foreign women polled said they had been sexually harassed. And about 8 in 10 Egyptian-born women said the same thing. She also surveyed Egyptian men, and about 2/3 of men polled actually admitted that they harassed women. So why is this such a widespread problem in Egypt? It's connected to a number of other well-known social trends, Abul Komsan says. There are rising numbers of unemployed men who hang out on the street with nothing else to do. A lot of them are unmarried in a country where relationships outside of marriage aren't tolerated. One bachelor named Tayeb Mohammed says he's ashamed of it, but he's sexually frustrated.
I do sometimes say things to women on the street. I'm not proud of it. I say things like, you're pretty, you have nice hair, give me your number. But a lot of guys do much more.
When Abul Komsan published the poll, Egyptian officials denied that harassment was rampant in their country. But then, in 2008, one man in Cairo made one very bad move. He reached through his car window and groped a woman on the street. That woman just happened to be a volunteer with the Egyptian Center for Women's Rights. She pressed charges, and the offender got 3 years behind bars. It was Egypt's first legal case against sexual harassment, says the women's rights activist Nihad Abul Komsan.
What happened is something like a revolution. We break the taboo, we allow two women to talk, and we break their silence. So we are very satisfied with it.
Many women among the pro-democracy demonstrators this month have said they're elated. They hardly experienced any harassment by men in the packed streets during the protests, or even while cleaning up the garbage from Tahrir Square. But the sexual assault of CBS correspondent Laura Logan serves as a reminder that Egyptians may have toppled their autocratic leader, but they still have plenty of cleaning up to do on the streets of Cairo. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin.